I should have break that glass.
Call this meeting of the Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation Committee to order. We have a number of important items, but I don't want to kind of have this thing go longer than necessary. So let's jump to right up at the top of the list. Then we have Commissioner Larry Salley with us from Transportation. Commissioner, thank you very much for joining us again today. I know that we had a couple of topics in front of us this morning that we weren't able to deal with, but before we get to those, committee just wanted to spend some time talking about the agreement that's been reached that allows the express bus to continue to run. How is that route been modified, and what are the changes that we now know users of the bus?
What's the definition of peak hours?
Yeah, you need to experience. So if you could just kind of take us through a summary of what's been agreed to, and I know we'll have some questions for you.
Sure.
Could I just make one statement? Whether it was you, Commissioner, whether it was in conjunction with everybody else, I just commend you making a slight change from the original position that you were taking and accommodating the requests of the legislators and everybody else, because I know you were at meetings, you bore the brunt of a lot of it, and I just want to say thank you for accommodating a large percent of the riders.
And missing body parts to and new orifices.
Or you can come on up.
But don't bring this back up 4 or 5 years from that. It's going to be an issue.
Be 4 or 5 months from that.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I want to state that it is never our intention to cut service. If anything, we like to add additional service, and we've been doing that over the years. And actually, we received a lot of federal money in terms of jobs, access, reverse commute money, where we added additional service, and the feds have picked up the cost of that additional service for a period of 3 years. What we found is that our routes are basically where they need to be. Our major issue is the span of service, how early in the morning we begin running and how late at night we can continue to run it. Also, in many instances, weekends have become just as important as weekdays for a large segment of our ridership who are in either the health service industry, the home health care industry, the big box retail industry, those types of entities that are open, if not 24/7, but certainly much longer hours than the traditional 9-to-5 workday. So, you know, we basically tried to modify the system to accommodate that, and we certainly were not interested in cutting back service. But the financial times have really dictated that we take a hard and fast look at some of our least productive routes. That's why we came up with the first list that we came up with. And depending on what happens with the state budget, we probably will be back to you sometime later on this year for additional service reductions, because we've already been notified that in the governor's budget, we are scheduled to lose at least an additional $3.6 million. Mm-hmm. That budget is similar to what the Assembly has passed. There's some debate in the Senate as to what they're actually going to provide for transportation. But, you know, we all read the newspaper and listen to the news, and the outlook for the state gets dimmer every day. So the idea that we're going to be able to turn to the state to even get what we were getting 2 years ago is remote. For example, between 2009 and 2010, we had already lost a total of about $4.2 to $4.4 million. And on top of that, we were just, like I said, when the governor released his budget, it contains an additional $3.6 million. So things are not looking good. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Can I ask on that point, Mr. Chairman?
Sure.
I mean, this happens year by year, I guess, but the state fiscal year is different. So when we read and you say that we lose $3.5 million, that runs from the state budget April to next March.
That's correct.
How do you, could, in theory, I mean, if we thought we were getting a windfall at our next budget, let's just imagine that, could you say, oh, we're going to be $3.5 million less, but we'll deal with that next January and not take the loss in this year, in our budget this year? You see what I'm saying?
Well, we
how do you allocate those dollars?
We would still have to do something to cover the loss in 2010.
Okay, we mean from your budget, from your own budget.
That's
right,
correct.
Right. So, no, right. Because you're dealing with a budget we cut, the administration cuts, so you start off with $7 million.
Right.
But this $3.5 million that looks like it's coming.
Correct. Whenever the state adopts a budget.
Whenever they adopt it, goes back to April 1st.
That's correct.
So their money to us is paid out over whenever they pay it out. But in theory, could we put the loss into next January and keep the service now and hope we could cover it, or that'd be a too draconian again?
Well, that's something that really budget, finance, and the auditors would have to answer in terms of, you know, when you receive that money and what year you could book it to.
Mm-hmm. And if we cut now, you spread that 3.5 over 12 months, we wait till January, you've got to cut, well, you lose that money, but we're into our next fiscal year. I mean, it's play this game, but if we're trying to, like, put off potential loss, we could do the state does put things in the next fiscal year, right? They do that all the time.
Well, that's the reason why we had the problem.
And that's why we had the problem. But I'm saying, he says we get this $3.5 million hit. The question is, when would we recognize how much in our fiscal year this year and how much next
year? I'm really curious what you're doing right now. What is defined as peak service?
Right now, service will continue as is until June 28th.
Right.
Okay, both the service and the fare structure will remain the same. Come June 28th, we'll run peak service. We'll begin at 5 a.m. and essentially end at 10 a.m., which is essentially what's running now. We may take out a couple of routes out of that, but primarily it'll be what's running now. We will eliminate all but two midday routes. There'll be one at 10:30 and another at 12. And I'm kind of doing this off the top of my head. I can give Larry the specifics later on. And then in the evening, we will begin evening service at 2:30. And I believe it will run up until 7:30. But again, don't hold me to those exact numbers. But we're cutting back late evening service. We're cutting back midday service. And we're eliminating...
Well, with midday service, you said there's going to be two runs.
Yeah.
So between 10 a.m., you said was the last one. If there's two, and the next one, the evening hours start at 2:30, there's really not much of a miss.
Yeah.
You're cutting down midday service to only two runs.
How many were there?
We essentially had a total, I think it was 37 trips, and we're now... in the low 20s.
Wow.
But we're also eliminating Saturday and Sunday service totally.
You're the commissioner, but I'm wondering, would it have been better to extend the evening service, making it 3:30 to 8:30? I mean, my conception of people working in New York City, they stay there later. I don't know, am I wrong? I see a smile.
Well, we looked at the boardings coming north, and certainly we're hitting the vast majority of them now.
At 2:30?
At 2:30. Oh, yeah, because those are people that go in at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
You have a number of people from your district that...
I go in at 5 in the morning. I'm still not coming back till 7, so...
Well, so you got rid of plush jobs.
Yeah.
But now there are a number of people that need that 2:30 service, and by 7:30, we've gotten the vast majority of people who are coming back into the county.
What is the fare increase come June 28th? To $9?
Oh,
I thought
there
the fare
no,
was
there's
increased.
No fare increase on June 28th. The fare increase would not go into effect until September 6th.
And then what, $9?
$8.50.
As opposed to now it's $5.
$5.50. And we will eliminate the discount medium. So the only, quote, discounts will be for seniors and the disabled, the reduced fare. They'll pay half of that, so they'll be paying $4.25.
And what's the whole concept of Liberty Lines? Is that still on the table?
Yes, that's something that we'll look at and we'll
work
with them.
With
that,
with Liberty Line?
With the what?
The negotiations with Liberty Line?
To see
Liberty Line's going to take over the negotiations that Rob is having with them. It's that they're actually going to take over the route and make it almost like a private route.
Yeah, it would be this one route.
Yeah.
Right, and the reason why
no subsidy from the county.
Oh.
They would then be responsible for setting the schedule and the fare structure.
But what happens in a situation like that? They look and they say, you know, we're going to have six runs a day, 3 in the morning, 3 at night.
I mean, well, whatever they want to do.
The gamble, is it? Like, once you lose that control, that's the gamble. Then, you know,
the only thing is
you willing to continue to pay for that control.
Right. Their Liberty Lines is willing to do it because apparently if you desert a route for a year or 2 years, the commissioner might know, then you lose it, and then any independent contractor can come in there. And Liberty Lines is looking at it, well, geez, this might be enough for us, but not to lose. We'll subsidize the loss, see how things
to hold on to.
Right.
I certainly don't want to speak for Liberty Lines, but certainly the whole issue of the franchise routes is a question that they have to deal with and that they're going to...
Well, they're land banking. Maybe 5 years from now, if they want to maybe the reverse,
right.
Some other MTA government buys it, they want to be able to sell it.
Right.
So that's why the big picture.
If the county wants to do this route again, they'll be in control of it. And the county's talking about selling a couple of buses for like $1 a bus.
Well, we would lease them the buses the same way we do now for the rest of the system.
But just like...
And rent them. But then, though, we'd be charging them rent in the garage.
Yeah, okay, but just like, you know, we privatized, if you will, the garage at the medical center, and someone said, you know, we're giving up control, give up the rates, and sure enough, the rates were so high, we had to buy it back. The situation, Liberty could start charging $20 or cut back. They maintain the franchise probably with three runs a day or 30 runs a day. So all I'm saying, they're not my constituents, I'm not involved, and it has a lot of good features to it, but there is that other side. They say, you know, we need more money. They'll start charging $15 and whatever, or cut back on the loads. I'm just saying, then you'll have to say, well, I can't control them. You know, that was the trade-off, and I'm saying that's the trade-off. And it may be worthwhile. It may be worthwhile doing. But there are, live through that. There are two sides to that.
We'll fight that battle another day.
We had to buy the airport, the medical center garage. The county had to buy it back.
Anything else?
So by the end of this year, through one mechanism or another, the county's subsidy to this route will end. Either we'll continue to maintain it, but with the reduced schedule and the increased fares, or Liberty will take it over. But the goal is to get the route off of the tax levy.
Larry, you mentioned that the senior fare of 4.25 would...
And the disabled.
And the disabled, that was the other one. What is their fare?
Right now, it's $2.75. It's 50% of the cash fare.
Okay.
Whatever the cash fare is.
That's still connected with the Metro North card, right?
Metro card. Presently.
Well, I thought you told us we couldn't, and I'm sorry if I'm monopolizing it, Bill, thank you.
No.
But I thought you said we couldn't do any of this increase and so forth because we were connected with the Metro card.
I do stand corrected. I was speaking of the unlimited discounts. You can change the cash fare and you can change the pay per ride fare. There are two types of Metro card. The majority of our riders use the unlimited Metro card. Okay. That you pay presently $83 a month. And you can ride the system as much as you want, anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then there are value or paper ride cards that you receive a bonus when you purchase the card, and your fare is discounted once you dip your card in the fare box. Those are the fares that we can control. We can control the cash fare and the Metro card paper ride fare. However, under the new proposal, we would do away with the Metro card, with the even the value card. We would do away with that, so you would pay $8.50. We will wind up having to change out the fare boxes because presently, here's the present fare boxes, you'd have to pay that in coins.
Mm-hmm. Last question. What are we as a county doing to notify these riders? Anything? Is it we've already given notice, or are we
setting
it? Oh,
no, we will certainly have a whole... the reductions in services, we'll get out additional notices before June 28th.
And how are you doing that?
Or we'll do, you know, press releases, we'll get out...
Could Larry work with you on that? Because at least I'd like to those people that signed the petitions that live in my area, I'm so sure that Ken and Bill would like to do the same. Maybe we could send out personal letters to
sure.
them.
Well, I would say probably more likely he would be working with Ned McCormick and such, because...
Right. You handle it.
That's how folks, that's how we handle our... public relations and fair enough.
And it would come through with Tara. I mean.
The bus, we're talking about the bus.
No, with Tara Communications, so we'll do that.
So, yeah, there will have to be a public hearing on the fare increase. We'll have to file an amended Tara with state DOT. So there are a number of procedures that have to All be right. taken care of before we implement any fare changes.
Susan, did we have a attendance sheet? Did I sign that on? I did.
Barry, just once again, the disabled fare, that's $275. So that's currently, so there would be a...
come September, that would go to...
Four and a quarter. Okay. So theirs would be hiked. Senior fare right now is...
$275. It would go to $425.
Correct.
Okay, Ken? Thank you, and I apologize if it was already mentioned. As far as the in public hearing that you were just referring to, so there'll be opportunity to listen to that and then do an analysis based on the feedback that you get about the fare increase as well.
Correct.
And are you doing some additional analysis and from a reporting perspective, like, you know, comparing it to the fares, the Metro North fares, and all that other kind of thing that you're going to present to the, the committee as well?
Well, yeah, I mean, the Metro North fares are presently what they are. Obviously, they will be going up come January, but we'll certainly provide all that information.
Thank you.
Okay. Larry, the final question I have is, could you just, I know that the late night trips have been eliminated. We typically were running late at night until what time?
The last trip out of the city, I believe, is at 10:30.
10:30. We're only meeting upstairs.
Okay.
I'll be
back. All right. And the last trip out now will be?
7:30, I believe.
Roughly around there.
But I'll get you the exact time.
Okay. All right, very good. All right. On this first item, then, are there any other questions that the members have for Commissioner? Okay. All right. We have on the agenda three items having to do with the Central Avenue Corridor. As we previously have discussed, we need action on these three items in order to accept $2.5 million from... New York State to the Department of Transportation, the multimodal program. And, Ken.
Thank you, Chairman. On those three items, from our committee here on Public Works, Cost, Labor, and Transportation, I'm so moved those items. We've heard much about them, and we know that right. they're important items as far as that's concerned. We do have some discussion on the budget side, but on this side, I believe, you know, I would move it if that's appropriate with you, Mr. Chairman.
It would be, because I know that the Commissioner has been in to discuss the importance of these items with us. We're taking them up today to make sure that our work on these is complete and done. So now...
What is the stretch that we're talking about on Central Park Ave? Starting where's the beginning and ending point?
The beginning right in front of City Limits, going down to the end of the Yonkers border. Right now, the signalization improvements that we're talking about involve the City of White Plains and the Town of Greenburg. We've had several meetings with Brian O'Rourke and the people in Yonkers about their signalization program. waiting to get some information back from them because they are a little bit, actually not a little bit, but a lot further along, excuse me, with the next generation of signals than we are. We're actually where they want to be with the signalization program. So we're seeing if there's a way in which we can help pick up some of the costs the signalization program in Yonkers also.
And when you say jumping lanes, is that with the two arrows going back and forth in the middle lane?
No.
What is a jumping lane?
A key jumping lane is the buses in the far right-hand lane. Before the signal changes for the other vehicles, it stops this lane and gives that bus an opportunity to pull out and get into traffic before the other cars move up. Okay. That's queue jumping. Then there's signal prioritization, where the buses are equipped with transponders that don't necessarily control, but in instances will give priority to a bus who is near the intersection to allow those vehicles to get to the intersection, then change the signal.
Similar to kind of preemption.
Yeah, that's what it is, signal preemption.
You got to be relatively close, though, for it to kick in.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, right. All right. So, so what we have then, once again, before us, the three items: the act amending our county capital budget.
I'll second the motion made by Ken.
Okay, and on the authorizing us to apply for the multimodal program, the second act of a motion from Mr. Jenkins,
seconded
by Mr. Burrows.
Just a bit on that. That is the standard language of that resolution that the state DOT requires, and law has reviewed it and make sure that it doesn't conflict with any county law or anything like that.
Very good. And a resolution then, obviously, moved by Mr. Jenkins, seconded by Mr. Burton.
Burrows.
Mr. Burrows, rather.
I'll have to grow a beard.
That's right. Oh, very good. Okay. There's no further discussion. I have a vote on these three items. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, these items are approved then and referred to the full board. Four items, rather.
Susan, I got another meeting, so if you want me to sign.
Wait a minute. I'm going to take a, that's right, on the IMA. All right, on the IMA. Thank you, Susan. The IMA, a motion from Mr. Jenkins, seconded by Mr. Burrows.
Same project.
Marty, you want to second that, Marty, so we know you're here?
I'm second that. I'm left out here. IMA. Okay.
No further discussion. All in favor of the IMA?
Aye.
Opposed? And the IMA also passes. So these four items then will be taken up at some point by our budget committee. However, our work is concluded, and we'll send them on to the floor for
Bill?
Budget. Other than that, Susan, do we have...
We should need votes on the referral to the county executive of this certification.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's just a referral.
All right, this just came into us. Okay. We have... on your agenda, item 39 from Legislator Nona. It's a removal of property, sewer district modification. We need a vote. Refer this to the county executive. Begin the processing. Have a motion.
So moved.
Mr. Rogowski, a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none.
Is this perfunctory? Is there any problem with this?
Nah, it just begins the process.
It goes as pretty soon. Okay. We'll come back next year.
All in favor on the referral?
Aye.
Okay, opposed? Okay, this item then is referred to the county executive.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Is that your umbrella?
Sally, thank you very much.
Thanks, Commissioner.
Yes, okay.
Katie, are we going upstairs then?
Let's quickly go through. And
Susan?
We have a number of items that can be received and filed. Ken, you're here now. What's your pleasure on item two?
bicycle rides?
On item two, can I talk with Pete before that?
Yes, okay. Item 11.
So move.
Okay. We have second. Okay, motion second. Item 32.
So move.
All right. Item 33.
So move.
Okay. Item 37.
Well, you all received these letters, right?
Yeah.
So move.
Okay. Item 38.
38, yeah. I think you might have to hold on, Mr. Chairman, because we sent that down to the board department.
We did receive something, yeah, okay. Item 41.
I think we want to go through that.
Right, okay. And
42, I think.
42.
I think we did receive and follow.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We have a second on 42 and 38. We're keeping on the list. Susan, did you get all those? So she says. Okay. All in favor, receive and file.
Aye.
Opposed. Those items are now recorded as received by us and filed. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Mr. Gaffney. Second by Mr. Burrows. There's no objection.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Did Tom order dinner for tonight?
Are you kidding?